This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October this year, 2019. We're talking about Cytodyne Inc. Find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Dr. Nader Porsan. Dr. Nader, welcome to the show. Greatly appreciate you coming back on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You know, what is the situation with your flagship drug? First approval, I hear, for the HIV and funds needed to launch this product. Take us from that.
Yeah, so the BLA submission, as we have told the public, is we were waiting to submit 50 patients that FDA says if you submit those 50 patients from 700 dose for 24 weeks, then we will be fine with you submitting the clinical trial. We did that in November, back in November 22nd, we submitted the data. And we heard back immediately from FDA asking for a few more things about those data. We have provided that to them. Now, hopefully in a few days, we will get direction of which dose we're going to submit the BLA for. And that will take us to the BLA for end of December for clinical trial. CMC, our manufacturing section, also is scheduled to be turned in by end of December, which then will put us in a great shape for our first approval to be completed package for FDA. Now, the question would be, once you do that, how are you going to launch the product? Because we don't have expertise for launching a product in medicine, in the world of medicine, and it costs about $50 million or so to launch a product.
Wow.
Well, the good news is we have told the public we signed a non-binding agreement to license out the sales of the product in the United States. About 2.5 months ago, we talked about that. And we are we did a heavy-duty due diligence. They did due diligence. Then we went to negotiation. Every aspect of this have to be printed out. The product has to go to the customer, and there has to be an extensive plan of launching the stability of the product, what happens if the product is returned. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that needed to be negotiated, and people just don't understand the process is very extensive. Usually it takes about 6 months to get a contract like that in agreement and signed. But we're hoping to have that done any day now. So we told the public to be ready, our shareholders to be ready, that hopefully we get that done very soon. If we do, now we have our licensing agreement to sell the product. We have our final application already submitted to FDA, hopefully end of December. And then the manufacturing, which we solved that problem with Samsung, which deferred the payment and agreed to make all the product we need. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Yo, November 13th, I want to stay on that track. November 13th, you put out a press release that IRB approval for triple negative breast cancer was approved. What exactly is triple negative breast cancer?
So triple negative breast cancer is an aggressive, very aggressive breast cancer. And that aggressiveness also has another thing to do with the type of drug that you can use to get to these patients to, get them to be able to survive. The products out there are not good, and the maximum life expectancy of patients like that is anywhere from 9 to 14, 15 months. Because of that, this is called unmet medical need. So that's something we thought if our product works on those patients, we will be able to get breakthrough designation and perhaps get approval much quicker than normal path. So we have got the IND submitted, as that press release said, initial new drug application, and the IRB was approved, which is institutional review board had agreed that this is a safe product for the clinical trial. It's an investigative drug. Safe means according to the clinical trial we had zero serious adverse event related to the drug in over 800 patients. So green light from FDA and IRB, and we initiated it and enrolled the first patient and announced some results about that patient.
Any late developments on your new cancer drug?
Yes, the amazing thing that we are really, it's a breathtaking result. The results of this first patient after eight weeks of treatment, which is once a week, came back that the metastasis has stopped. The CTC,
that's incredible.
The marker, the CTC for the metastasis marker and EMT, CTC being circulating tumor cells, have gone to zero. And the tumor has been reported to shrink. Now, if you shrink the tumor and there is no metastasis, this is getting very, very exciting. And I am very excited that we also immediately have been able to enroll my mother-in-law, which is not a triple negative breast cancer, but it's a breast cancer and stage 4 metastasized to liver, lung, and her brain. We were able to dose her. And her first dose was last Monday. So we are excited to see how she is going to react, and the CT scan and MRI will be done in a couple of weeks or so. So we will know. But she's feeling really different and in a good way so far. What does that mean? We don't know. We can't make any assessment. But having her feeling so good and wants to now cook for us, in the last 2 years she couldn't do that. It means a lot to us, especially the kind of food that she cooks is very, very delicious.
Well, I'm sure all moms are great cooks, that's for sure. Your stock price is at 28 cents. Your market cap is $110 million. I say that to say this. What is the potential here? What are the indications that from this drug that you're expecting in the near future?
Well, I really am hoping that the next 2-3 patients that we enroll, and we do have 4 or 5 right now being screened, so the next 2-3 patients will give us enough database of 4 to 5 patients where we will be able to file breakthrough designation immediately for final approval. Now, I have said before that we wanted to file breakthrough designation maybe as little as 3 patients. But it looks like we're enrolling a few patients at the same time, so I'm hoping to have 5 patients and submit the breakthrough. If we do and the results are the same as the first patient, we are very, very confident that we will get approval for this product with a very low number. Maybe another 5-8 patients will be asked to be enrolled, but unmet medical need in cancer, rare diseases, usually get approved with 10 to 12 patients if the results are as good as ours.
Your flagship project being the Pro 140. Is there anything you want to tell us about it before I let you go today?
I just want to make sure that our shareholders who have done an amazing job funding this progress of $210 million in the last 5-6 years know that everything that we set out to do have been very successful in the science, in the world of science. In regards to our HIV, we are now looking at prevention once a month, and some major people are getting involved looking at it. And there are fundings coming to us from everywhere to conduct 1,000 patients in Thai Red Cross in Thailand. So in HIV, we had complete success. Monotherapy, we have success. And cancer is just blowing our mind away. And NASH, we had amazing results, which now we have sent the data to pharmaceuticals. And in the colon cancer, we have a green light to go forward. Everything is good, and we need to just make sure that we get to the approval and start having revenue, hopefully in 2020.
My guest today has been Dr. Nader Porhuizen. He is the CEO and president of Cytodyn, Inc. Look up their stock. You can find it on the OTCQB. Under the ticker symbol CYDY, very, very undervalued at 28 cents, but that's my personal opinion. I brought you a lot of great companies over the year. This company is definitely worth taking a look from. Great management, great team. Dr. Nader, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a privilege to have you on here. You know, I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. It was great being here. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.